You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
In a statement delivered at midnight, South Africa's finance minister Enoch Godongwana scrapping the planned VAT hike, leaving a 75 billion rand hole in the country's finances. You'll be well aware the decision follows intense political opposition and legal challenges, particularly from coalition partners like the Democratic Alliance. So with the VAT increase off the table, there are questions about how the government is going to address the significant revenue shortfall. Joining me now is Davie Roet, chief economist at the Efficient Group. Davie, a very warm welcome. Welcome to you. What's your assessment of the situation? It seems like a complete U-turn.
Jeremy, hi. Yeah, it is apparently 75 billion rand. I say apparently because I'm not so sure the Minister of Finance is actually going to get 75 billion over 3 years. But for 1 year, it's likely to be around 10 billion rand or so. Now, certainly that is a lot of money. But from a bigger point of view, it's really not that much. And the reason why I say so is because in a previous financial year, there was actually an overcollection of approximately 10 billion rand. So if it's about this 0.5% increase in the VAT, It's not really about money in the current financial year. Over time, of course, everything adds up. So that's the first point. It's not really that much money. A second point that is important is that I think what is happening at the moment is that the emphasis shifts to where it should be, and that's on state expenditure. Everybody's trying to find more money, but that's not the issue. That's not the problem. The problem is actually that the state is spending too much money. And something else that I'm very concerned about, and what we all should be talking about actually, and not about this VAT, is that the IMF yesterday adjusted their outlook for economic growth in South Africa downwards to 1%, and I don't think we're going to see 1%, and that's going to have a much bigger impact on the total revenue of the state than this change of 0.5% in value-added tax. So the emphasis, like I've said, should actually be on the expenditure side and not on the revenue side.
Let's talk about that IMF decision in just a moment, but just back to the VAT very quickly. Would government, yeah, what alternatives does government have then to address this revenue gap? As you say, 10 billion a year, not huge, but still sizable. Where does it go to now?
Well, the reality is that if you want to get, say, 10 billion rand extra, actually the Minister of Finance is looking for 13.5 billion rand in the current financial year, which is, and for the next financial year, he wants to increase VAT by another 0.5%. So that we're talking in a broad region of about 30 billion rand extra annually. And the short answer to that is that it's basically not possible to get that additional, say, 30 billion rand annually, or say 13 billion rand in the current financial year. The major taxes that are available are personal income tax, and personal income tax cannot be increased further. In fact, we've had a substantial increase in personal income taxes of nearly 20 billion rand in the current financial year. So, but that is not an option. Of course, you can try to do that, but you're going to do immense damage to the economy. You're going to lose a lot of taxpayers. A lot of people are already leaving the country because of high levels of tax. The other alternative would be to look at company taxes, and that's a no-go as well, because our company tax is currently at 27% roughly. It compares very, very badly with most other countries in the world. Then you've got the rats and mice. You can go for fuel levy, for example. There, perhaps you can get 2 or 3 billion. You can go for some of the other sin taxes, and now the amount's getting smaller and smaller, 1 or 2 billion here and there. So the short answer is that try to get 13 billion, perhaps by increasing some of the smaller taxes, but going for something bigger like 30 billion next year, that is very close to being impossible.
So where does government then start in terms of making a meaningful impact on denting its high expenditure?
There are many places where they can start. I think there are two things that are important. The first one is that you have to have a symbolic cut in certain expenditure. And I say symbolic because it's important to show to the people in South Africa that we are also taking some of the pain. And a very good symbolic cut in expenditure is simply to cut in this expenditure on the blue light brigades and say, listen, we're not going to use it anymore, as an example. But then we have to start with the big expense items. And the big expense items are things like, for example, a lot of things that we spend money on that we shouldn't be spending money on. Of course, we can cut back on the number of the big the cabinet, but that's actually relatively small amounts of money. So we can cut back on that, but that's not going to make a significant dent. But other things, like, for example, Department of Small Business Development, we should simply get rid of that. We should start asking questions about, should we have a Department of Sport? We should ask questions about, shouldn't we privatize a lot of these state-owned enterprises and use that money to pay off state state debt, because interest on state debt today is the second most important expense item for the Minister of Finance. And then very importantly, we have to look at the efficiency of the state. The state is certainly not efficient. And most important, I guess, will be to put measures in place to encourage economic growth. And that in itself will lead to a much bigger revenue to the Minister of Finance to spend on all these things.
And all of that takes political courage, and that seems to be in short supply at the moment.
But certainly, something that I'm very concerned about, and everybody's talking about this, and this is nothing new, is that the remuneration of civil servants is just completely out of line. We cannot keep on increasing the wages of civil, or the salaries of civil servants above the inflation rate. We've just given them another 5.5% increase in salaries. That's just not on. We cannot afford it anymore. And perhaps it's time for politicians to start acting like real leaders and tell people that, listen, we're paying you too much, and we know that you're not going to vote for us again, but we are responsible and we're looking after the well-being of South Africa. We can't only look at certain sections of South Africa and this for the civil servants only. The civil servants get something, and I've done some calculations. Civil servants get close to 20% of GDP. That's how much we pay civil servants in South Africa. It's completely out of line. So we need to cut back on that. Civil servants remuneration is far too high, and we have to improve the efficiency of the state as well.
And just a final one, how seriously are you taking this IMF forecast? The country, or the institution's chief economist saying, and I quote, "We're entering a new era as the global economic system that has operated for the past 80 years is being reset." It's not just impacting South Africa. This is a global warning.
Yeah, certainly. I agree with them. I agree with their 1% for South Africa. In fact, I've got slightly less than that. I started off the year at 1.5% for South Africa. AGOA is going to cost us 0.2 or so. Some other tariffs is probably going to cost us another 0.2 or so. The uncertainty in the government of national unity and the budget, the disaster around that, that's also going to cost us some. So I think we should be lucky if we get 1%. But I totally agree. We are living in a new world. There's so much uncertainty. I don't know if there's going to be a new tariff on or off tomorrow morning. And that uncertainty is just not good for anybody.
Davie Roux is the chief economist at the Efficient Group. Thank you very much.